My name is Father Gregory Finis. I'm the Minister General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart, wanting to give a brief update on what's been happening at the parish of Our Lady of Tears and St. Michael, where the parish priest, Father John Michael Donald, and the assistant parish priest, Father John Meller, were walking and discussing a recent encounter that Father John, the parish priest, had with a young mixed-race gentleman who belongs to a gang and is one of the most feared gang members of that part of London, whose name is Martin de Souza. And Father John recently, through a special miraculous intervention, brought peace, at least for a period of time, between Martin and young Ashley, who through music were making tensions boil over, but through Father John they came to an agreement of peace. I'll play you now that conversation that Father John had with his assistant parish priest.
Father, I recently spoke with young Martin, or Martino, as some people call him. He seems to be quite an intelligent young man, but I am aware, I've been told, by Raphael.
Yes, Raphael's very on point, isn't he? Seems to know everybody around him, what they do and what they like, and he's very useful, isn't he? I mean, I received, actually, his application to enter and to join. He wants to be part of the community. So, you know, I've been talking to him, giving him a bit of spiritual direction and stuff, but he would like to enter.
Yes, yes. I received it actually this morning. But I wanted to try to find things out about him, because, as you mentioned, Raphael told me that several years ago, he believed Martin was responsible for a shooting outside of a nightclub. Now, I've met Martin. I know that he belongs to these gangs, but I would never have thought that he could be capable of such a thing. But when I asked him about it, he seemed to be lying to me. I mean, I can't be certain. But I asked him one thing, he said another thing, then I asked him another and he contradicted himself, and there wasn't this coherence in what he was saying. So it came across as though he was lying and he was trying to deny that he was responsible for the shooting. But thanks be to God, the person who was shot did not die. They were in hospital for several weeks. This is a father of a family, in fact, who was wounded and injured, who didn't belong to any gang at all. He was just caught in the midst of fire, gunfire, and he now walks with difficulty. But thanks be to God, he's alive. This really makes me understand the reality of where we are actually based and where we are living. That there is this problem of violence, also gun violence. I believe we must do more.
Yes, I mean, I've seen some of the youth smoking, actually, by our gates. I remember Ashley was talking about being by the chapel's gates.
No. It's not Ashley. It's not Ashley. The reason being because Ashley usually congregates with those who are outside the fish and chip shop. So he doesn't really go that part there. But what I was saying is, I don't think we're doing enough to Marianize this parish, to give Mary to souls. We're not doing enough. especially the mission that has been entrusted to us, to make them know about Mary Co-Redemptrix. We are here in a culture that is far from God, but we must purify this culture and assume it. Using our Lord, looking at our Lord as an example of this marriage between the divine nature and the human nature, the hypostatic union, the incarnation, this marriage of God with us, taking on our flesh, assuming human nature, we can, in a certain sense, purify this culture and assume it. What does that mean? Let us have this type of marriage. Yes. Let the parish be a place where this marriage takes place. Let it be the center. Let it be the heart of the Mother of God. We have to have Our Lady, the Universal Mother, the Queen of all nations, enthroned here in this parish, here in this town. The parish is the heart of the community. It should be the heart of the community, where the love of God flows. Now, I think we need to do more to give Mary to souls.
I think you're right, Father. I mean, I'm trying to do talks and stuff, but
One moment, Father. Oh dear, I've completely forgot that there's a young lady coming to ask some counsel. It's about 3 o'clock. Asking for advice, Father. We'll meet up again. If you're there in time for supper, I'll probably start the supper without you if I don't see you. But we could speak about these things later on during supper.
My name is Father Gregory Finis. I'm the Superior General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart. I've been following closely what's been going on at the parish of Our Lady of Tears and Saint Michael. Now, as I'm following closely every activity, every conversation, every movement of our priests, I'll play you now another encounter that happened between Father John and Martin, also known as Martino, and his street name, as they call it, his tag, or the name that he writes his graffiti on the walls, is Sosa, which is an abbreviation of his surname, De Sosa.
Hello, Martin. I'm so happy to see you. I've actually been praying for you. I've been praying to have an encounter with you.
Yeah, all right. So, what is it you want to talk about?
I mean, do you still remember the great music that you were...
Yeah, it's all right, like... Been thinking about that, but I'm trying to make a new album, yeah? I'm trying to make a new album, yeah? It's called Destiny.
Oh, that's a very interesting title for an album, Destiny. You know, this is a very... interesting message you have written, unfortunately, on your own body. These tattoos, this culture of marking up your body. If you knew the dignity of the...
Yeah, well, this is just one of them. Yeah, like obviously I've got tattoos in other places. Yeah, so
what does it mean? Can I read that? Because you I mean it's a hot day, but you really shouldn't have your shirt opened up like that. It is quite immodest. Not quite immodest, it's very modest. You are attracting attention to yourself and...
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do to get the girls, innit?
Yeah, so you're deliberately exposing yourself to attract women. Now, this...
Hang on a minute, Father, like, hang on a minute, yeah, like... I just wanna kind of like say something here.
Before you say something, the smell of that smoke. Now that's not a cigarette you're smoking. It's a terrible smell. It smells. Can you put it out, please, Martin? Please listen to me.
Okay, I'll put it out.
I was hoping to.
So you don't like the tattoo?
Well, what does it say? Thug culture for life.
Yeah, that's what I'm about, innit? Thug life.
Thug life? Is that what you've given your life to? A life of thuggery?
This is the way I was brought up. Like, this is my life, innit? I live it for life. Thug life.
No. Instead of thug life, humble life. That is what I want all of you around here to learn. Humble life, a life of humility, instead of thug culture. I want it to be a humble culture. Please listen to me, Martin. Martin, why did you enter a gang?
Well, I was always a little bit naughty when I was young. But, like, when my family, yeah, we used to move around, yeah, because sometimes my dad, yeah, was in prison. He would have people after him, yeah. So he needed to lay low, as we say. He needed to move around, so we moved houses and stuff. So one moment we was living, yeah, in North London, like when I was really little. Then we went to East London, West London. Then we went North West London, yeah. Then when I was about 13, we moved to South London, yeah? We moved to Woolwich, yeah? And I remember there was this, like, because my family's kind of known all over, like, London, innit? So, like, when I was in Woolwich, there was this guy, like, he was like a legend, yeah? He was Muslim, yeah? He was Somalian, yeah? His name was Bigsa, yeah? Bigsa, they used to call him, yeah? So I admired him, innit? I thought, I want to be like Bigsa. Because I was always part of, like, little crowds and stuff, yeah? Like, violent crowds. But I thought, what about the gangs around here? Like, I'm going to belong to one of the gangs around here. And I want to be like Bigsa. And I had my brothers, yeah? Who already settled down, yeah, in different areas. And then, like, everything just kind of fell on me. Like, I had to continue, like, the family reputation going, yeah. Then through like, my oldest brother, started the Green Brick Soldiers. And then, like, the rest is history, innit? But with the gang, it, to me, it was like family, innit? Because my father was in prison, yeah? So, like, the gang becomes your family.
And what about the church? What about your grandmother?
I stopped going to church years ago. But I remember one thing. My grandma, she would always pray the rosary. My grandma would always try to remind me about my name, because my name's Martin. She would tell me about St. Martin, because I'm named after St. Martin.
Oh, St. Martin de Porres. He was so humble. You know, I was just reading about the life of St. Martin the other day. I was reading one episode how the friary that he was in, a friary is where a friar lives, you know. But anyway, it was infested by rats, and he said a prayer, and they all lined up, all of these rats. They all got into a line, and they exit. They left the friary and never came back. They obeyed St. Martin de Porres. Now, this is obviously a miracle. down to his poverty in spirit, his humility, to be able to do these miracles. But it's through God that he's able to do these miracles, not by his own merit. It's God who works the miracle through St. Martin. But I see that there's something symbolic for this place. I want the rats of pride, of envy, of jealousy, of hatred, of egoism, to be banished from this place. We need that humility to banish our evil passions, and it is through love, charity, that we can free this culture from its evil. Now, this thug life you speak of, let it become a humble life. This is the transformation I want from you. I want from this town, humble life. I worry a little bit about you, Martin. Where are your family living now?
Let it rule over. I've got another brother. He's living in a place called Ladywell. And he says that's where he's going to stay. Ladywell's close to Lewisham, isn't it? Next to Lewisham. That's where he's going to stay. He says it's peaceful there. And no one knows he's there. That's why I was angry with Ashley, who was going to go on radio and try to tell people where I'm living. Because I've got to avoid certain people. But anyway, you came and you kind of helped things and made things better.
Martin, you have to live a life that is pure. Sometimes I'm always seeing you with different girls. What is going on?
Yeah, I love the girls, innit?
You have to be pure. You have to be chaste.
I know what you're going to say, because remember, like, in our last conversation, like, you were talking about a man should have one woman and that woman should be his wife. Yeah, and I was asking you, well, who's your woman? And you said, Mary's your woman. You give your life to Mary. Yeah. But, like, women are nice, innit? Like, I like women, innit? Whether it's Jamaican, African, Somalian, Mongolian, Polish, Afghanistani, I don't care.
Martin, I want you to pray with me. Do you remember the Hail Mary?
I don't have time to pray.
Oh, you've got time to pray. There's so much hours in the day. Have you not time to pray?
I like that. It's kind of like you're rhyming, isn't it? But I've got to go, because, like...
But one thing, Martin. Do you carry a firearm with you?
You don't need to know that.
I want you to tell me the truth.
Certain things that you're asking, I can't tell you.
I want you to hand it over to the police. I will arrange with them personally. But if I bring someone in who wants to hand over his firearm, they won't arrest him. I have already spoken to them about this, the possibility of people giving to me their firearms and me taking it to the police station. Will you give me your firearm?
All right. Here, you can take it.
Oh, dear. I am happy. I am overwhelmed. You have given this to me. But to hold this in my hands, it makes me want to weep. It breaks my heart that you would carry such a thing around with you. Martin, Martino, I want you to be saved. All of this moving houses, moving into a flat where nobody knows where you are, or your enemies don't know where you are. Do you think this is the life God wants for you?
It's part of the fuck life. It's the life I've chosen.
I can even try for you to have a place where you can go and pray and reflect for a while. A retreat. Would you like that, Martin?
What do you mean, like a retreat?
You can go to a place where it would be just you and God, and you reflect on your life. The Blessed Virgin will be there to hear all your prayers, and she will bring you to her son. I can arrange for you to go to our contemplative community at Mount St. Rosary, and you can speak to Father John Overton. Would you like to go on this retreat?
All right, sounds good, isn't it?
Okay. If you come to the chapel's gate tomorrow at 7, I'll have everything arranged for you to take some time away and pray. I'll let you go. Thank you for giving me this weapon that you have carried around with you. I will bring it to the police as soon as possible. So, Martin, maybe you should read the life of St. Martin de Porres. He was also mixed race. He was poor and humble, so humble. He would love to sweep. He would sweep with love, holding the broomstick that became part of his prayer. You see, the broom has wood. I wonder if St. Martin contemplated the cross of our Lord while holding the broom. I wonder. I want to sweep this town clean of all poisonous pride to make way for the Bride of Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the co-redemptrix, his mother, and mother of all souls. She must reign here. She must reign here. Come tomorrow at 7, Martin, and I guarantee you it will be time well spent at Mount St. Rosary.
My name is Father Gregory Finis. I'm the Minister General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart. Would like to share with you all now some good news. Young Martin came by the chapel's gates at 7. And is now staying for a while, where he will reflect and pray at Mount St. Rosary. There will he will be given conferences, personal conferences, by the former parish priest, Father John Overton. and I ask you all to pray for this young man who, it would seem, his life is constantly threatened by rival gang members. But there is a ray of hope that in listening to Father John, his words about changing a thug life to a humble life, as this young man had thug culture written on his heart and on his stomach for life. Let us pray that a humble life can be written in his heart in following Jesus, who is meek and humble of heart, and that just as for life was written on his stomach, he can, let's say, conceive a new life where he can give birth to a new person, a changed person, and have a genuine and sincere conversion. Until next time, my fathers will be going to other parts of the town to evangelize, even by praying the rosary along the road. And let us hope that more souls like Martin can at least give up their possessions, trusting in the priests who are representing Jesus, and who, let's hope, can bring Jesus to this town, to souls, through his Holy Mother, walking side by side with these souls, accompanying them to Calvary, accompanying them to the cross, and let's hope, accompanying them finally to heaven. Until next time, I'm Father Gregory Finus for the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart.